A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Paul Gallant.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
The most interactive sports radio show in Houston.
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the devastation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this Wednesday, October 18th of 2023. As always on this show, positive vibes only. We're never cynical or skeptical when it comes to our beloved Houston Astros in the playoffs. Regular season, sometimes a different story. But in the playoffs, we push forward. We manifest greatness by being chipper and positive. Yeah, Astros are down 0-2. They're fine. Again, I'm still more annoyed with what happened to my car than I am about the Astros being down 0-2. It's going to make it that much more sweet when they make this thing 3-2 over the next couple of games in Arlington, also known as South Oklahoma. You got Christian Javier on the hill tonight. He is coming off of a fantastic start against the Minnesota Twins, where he was striking dudes out and looking like the guy that we remember from postseasons of the past, whether that be last year or just over the course of his career. He looked really good, and he's the guy that's going to have to make this thing 2-1. And obviously, there's other important Astros. We'll discuss them over the course of the show, but I'm going to give my top five most important Astros for this game. One's obviously Christian Javier. Two, surprise one, Michael Brantley. Brantley has hit Max Scherzer very well over the course of his career. And I don't know if the lineup's been released yet or what time it will be for tonight's 7 o'clock first pitch, but there has been some buzz about Kyle Tucker potentially being moved down in the order, Michael Brantley to replace him being moved up. Number three, Yordan Alvarez. I think it's unfair to put him higher than that because he's done so much already. It's been an incredible postseason for him. It's pretty crazy to think that there was a chance he might not have played in game two, but he pressed Dr. Dusty Baker and the Astros. Sometimes sus training staff to get back out there. Four, Kyle Tucker, he's moving down in the order. Do anything. I'd say the same for Jose Altuve. We're going to tie him at four. The bats, which we know are capable of doing more than what they've done, need to wake up. And even though he's not a Houston Astro, Max Scherzer, shouldn't this be feasting time? Shouldn't this be a huge opportunity for the Astros, much like it was when Nathan Eovaldi for the Rangers came back, no rehab? This is going to be Max Scherzer's first work. Scherzer hasn't pitched since, I want to say, September 13th with a low-grade strain of his teres major muscle in his right shoulder. I don't know what that is. I know it sounds bad. If they feasted on Eovaldi, they should be able to feast on Scherzer. If they feast on Scherzer, I think the bats are going to be in good shape the rest of the series. A little batting practice. But also, guys, a lot of positive vibes. I went back and I looked at Dusty Baker's pre-game three press conference yesterday. And he was throwing 100 miles per hour when it comes to delivering Dusty-isms. Someone asked him a question about getting off to an early start. Here is our fearless leader, the great,
Dusty Baker, giving that kid, who compared to him as a kid, because Dusty Baker is pretty old, gave this kid some advice that he's going to take going forward in life.
The fact that you guys haven't had a lead in this series, the fact that Texas has that winning streak, how much more crucial is that for you guys to maybe feel some of that success early on in tomorrow's game?
I don't know. I want to feel success at the end of the game.
Thank you, Dusty. I love that, man. Honestly, watching that press conference, I could not be more excited for tonight. I love that this guy's the leader of the team. I know you guys want someone different. Oh, he plays Marty Maldonado too much. I enjoy him. I enjoyed that press conference. And if you want to get yourself feeling optimistic and positive for tonight, because we are a positive vibes only show, always have been, that's how you do it. Watch the press conference. That's at MLB.com. Our good friend Tab is calling in, 713-780-3776, to talk about his Rangers against our Astros. Tab, sup, dog? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Paul. How about you?
I cannot complain.
My team's up 2-0.
Whoa, there it is. There it is. Listen, Tab, it's great. You know, they'll probably tell tales and sing songs about the Rangers being up 2-0. I suppose it's low-hanging fruit to go back to the time where you guys had the lead against the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series. It's low-hanging fruit. I wouldn't do that. You're a friend of the program. But all the pressure's on you guys now, given that the Astros are 6-1 in Arlington this year and outscored them 63-32 when they were there this year.
But I got one question to ask you.
Hit me.
Why do they play the games? Because those games don't matter.
Damn.
How many runs you scored? How many runs did y'all score Tuesday night?
Not enough. Not enough. Although they didn't
not
play.
At all.
You know what? They didn't play Tuesday night, so they scored no runs. But guess what? Rangers scored no runs. Checkmate.
Oh, that's right. That was that Monday night.
I get what you're saying. They scored less, Tab. I know. They scored less. God.
And, you know, you talking about the two Houston Dynamos and your pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
We got to Max Verlander. We ate him alive.
Well, we'll see. I guess we'll see, Tab, you know? That's why they play the games, as you just said.
That's right. You know, and it's kind of funny, and I thought of this Monday night. The score was 2-0, and we lead the series 2-0.
You know what, Tab? You're being mean now, okay? I like you. You're a friend, but we get it. We get it. They're down 2-0. Positive vibes only. No more Tab until he calls back in tomorrow. We do love Tab. 713-780-3776. Sean Mapes behind the glass.
What's up?
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, hi, Sean.
How are you? You said all I heard was Sean Mapes behind the glass. I thought you wanted
me to react. Hi. How are you? How do you feel? Has
Great.
Tab rattled your confidence? Dusty Baker has made me feel very confident today. Gotta say.
I wouldn't say that Tab's rattled my confidence in any way, shape, or form. If I was the Rangers, I'd be talking the same way. Actually, I'd be probably talking crazier than Tab is. Tab always gracious in victory and in defeat.
That is true. It's very different, Sean, from the many Rangers fans online who have been telling me that my confidence has aged well. Again, nothing ages well. Shut the F up. But we're fine. We're
One.
Calm. We're collected. Okay. You know me as the high tradesman of the Church of Jeff Luno. I am the one that is leading this fan base on our great journey. The great journey to a repeat. Yeah, they're down 0-2. A lot of people doubting the Astros. A lot of people doubted Jesus. A lot of people doubted Tom Brady when the Patriots were down 28-3. Lots of people compare those two. Do you think it's time, Sean? Do you think it's time for a war hymn of sorts, a speech? I don't know if it's copyright infringement to do a war hymn in the state of Texas. Like Texas A&M, shout out to them.
Tread carefully.
A lot of trademarks.
Paul, just tread carefully.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna hearken back to another leader who was doubted. You know, lots of people doubted Winston Churchill after the Battle of Gallipoli in World War I, which was an epic F-up by the Limeys. Just total dumbass invasion. But a lot of people doubted him. Then all of a sudden, World War II started. A lot of people doubted Dusty Baker. Then Astros being down to the Rangers 0-2 started. World War II, 0-2. See the similarities? Am I reaching? Probably. Could I get a little ambience in the background, though? Because it's time for me to get you pumped up. I have myself full confidence that if all Astros do their duty, if nothing is neglected, if the best arrangements are made as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once again able to defend our actually in Texas home, to ride out the storm of the ALCS, to outlive the menace of South Oklahoma if necessary for years, if necessary alone. Even though large tracts of Dallas may have stopped rooting for the Astros, because a lot of them jumped on the bandwagon. I get it. You know, they're good. We shall not flag. We shall not fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in Fort Worth. We shall fight in Arlington. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in Uptown. We shall defend our empire, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight at the state fair. We shall fight in Knox. We shall fight in Dealey Plaza, where JFK got killed. RIP to Dallas welcoming presidents ever again. We shall fight in Victory Park. We shall never surrender. Go, our beloved Astros. Hit the post. This is the weird part of the song, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, where it turns into, what is this, like some cowboy riding off into the sunset drinking out of a flask?
Yeah, I think you have to look at the horizon when this part plays. No matter who you are, what you're doing, you just look at the horizon, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, we won, but at what cost? Ask yourself questions like that. It was brother against brother, you know?
Brother against brother, that's true.
There's just a picture of Abraham Lincoln. That's why I'm thinking of
R.I.P.
Civil War. All right.
You know, if Dallas had existed when Abraham Lincoln was alive, he'd have died there, too. Many people are saying that.
He would have gotten shot at a Cowboys game instead of a play.
Oh, well, he would have gotten punched in the face at a Cowboys game. See the Cowboys and Chargers fans? Jesus. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show.
That was an ad at the very end.
Oh, I'm Sean Mapes. I don't have YouTube Premium.
I don't, no.
How many people actually have YouTube Premium? I got so annoyed by the commercials, I subscribed to it.
Really?
I did. I actually did.
How much a month is it?
It's like $15. Over the top. I know. Isn't that dumb? I can't deal with commercials.
Just watch 2 seconds of commercials.
No, it's five. It's a little too many. Anyway, positive vibes only. We're going to keep you pumped up all day before game three. Also, another episode of Astros ER. I love it when the Astros talk about injuries. Dusty Baker has thoughts on insomnia. You'll hear them next. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.com. One of these guys cheats at fishing.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
If he does not come out sharp, who's the next guy up?
Man, I don't know. I'm serious. I mean, you guys play these different scenarios, and most of them are negative results. I don't... I deal with positive results, and then if the negatives show up, then I'll worry about it when I get there.
I effing love Dusty. Truly. He has been nails at the podium and specifically yesterday, if that ripoff of a Winston Churchill speech that I did in the last segment doesn't have you ready to run through a brick wall, or perhaps the fake cardboard brick wall that is behind me in the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 studios.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, I mean, it's obviously fake.
Theater of the mind.
It's obviously fake.
No, no, it's all real.
Fair enough, Sean. Twitch.tv/ESPN975925 if you want to watch the show. Dusty's got me in a good mood. We do have some texts on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. A couple of texts. I'm not in the mood for Tab's factual facts. Well, Tab might have messed up along the way on that phone call. Multiple people texted in to say, hey, they didn't eat Verlander alive. They had two runs. Yeah, that's true.
They ate Fromber alive.
They really ate Fromber alive. But you could also argue Fromber ate himself alive, and I'm going to make that argument. Really, the only thing that's beaten the Astros to this point has been the Astros themselves. Is that going to be our spin zone if things don't go our way? 100%. We will never give those bastards credit. This hasn't aged well. You know what else isn't aging well? Your mama. More comments. Another take on Winston Churchill could be, I may be drunk, Dallas, but in the morning, I will be sober and you will still be ugly. I think he said something like that once. I don't know what he was referring to in that moment. Others on the Twitch are saying that my rear bumper, which was brutally assaulted in the Minute Maid parking lot, C parking lot, could be a ritualistic sacrifice for us in the Church of Jeff Luno. I'm willing to make that be the sacrifice. I talked to my insurance yesterday. That was fun. But now, it's amazing how many different phone numbers the Houston Police Department has and how many I've been redirected to try to file this report. They clearly don't want me to file the report. And I do get it. It is barely a scratch. But it is hit and run. And I am a Houston citizen. I pay property taxes. Shouldn't that, with my condo, shouldn't that account for a little something? Aren't I sort of a first-class citizen, because I'm helping the local municipality of Houston out with my property taxes? The answer is yes.
Are you, when you're calling this labyrinth of HPD numbers?
Labyrinth?
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like it's just one number, you leave a message, and they call back and tell you to call a different number.
That's how they keep, really,
and it works, because it would 100% work for me. They're just trying to wear you out and get you to give up.
But it only strengthens my resolve.
Yes.
Much like the Astros' resolve is strengthened when they're down 0-2, my resolve is strengthened here.
Have you dropped in any of those dozens of phone calls you've had to make to the dozens of numbers that they give you? At any point did you drop a, hey, I pay your salary, buddy?
I should. That's the next step.
I own a condo. Don't talk to me like that.
The last guy that talked to me was trying to correct me. And I was like, dude, I'm just calling the number they gave me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You called this number? Yes, they gave me this number. What? You don't need to correct me. And I kept on saying, you don't need to correct me. And he said, well, I was about to tell you where you could actually call if you didn't keep cutting me off. I was like, dude, I hope this power trip was worth it, because you're picking up the phone after you probably, like, I don't know. Fine,
do?
I won't make allegations against that guy. But, I mean, why do you think he's picking up the phone? Why do you think he's behind a desk?
That's what he wanted to... Can you major in that at the police academy? I don't know.
Anyway, it's time for another episode of Astros ER. I love it when the Astros talk about injuries.
If I expose exactly what's wrong with it, which will hurt him and hurt us. He don't really know how he hurt it. Sometimes you wake up sore, hurt. You know, he's laughing a little bit more. And
he wasn't crying, but he had tears inside.
Brantley's doing fine.
He said he's feeling better.
It's not his throwing shoulder, so he should be fine.
I'd like to think I have healing power, but I don't.
This is a house of learned doctors.
So, Dr. Dusty is a man of unconventional medicine. Minutes before the first pitch for Ken Rosenthal, the Astros were still not certain Yordan Alvarez would play. For 2 days, he had been unable to hold down food. He had headaches. He wasn't sleeping. But he was adamant about remaining in the lineup for Game 2 of the ALCS. He insisted, so Dusty let him play. That's my kind of doctor. That is an outlaw doctor. That is our fearless leader, Dusty Baker. It's time you show him some respect. You know, another manager might have, well, chickened out. But Dusty Baker, who is battling mid-sleep insomnia, which I've never heard of, he made the decision, the correct decision. Dusty was talking about insomnia yesterday. And specifically, I guess he has insomnia when it comes to the Astros lineups on a daily basis. Oh, boy. Dusty, don't give them the ammunition. Here's what Dusty Baker had to say about going to sleep.
No, it doesn't keep me up at night. It just wakes me up. I can go to sleep quicker than any man you've ever seen. My wife's talking to me in 30 seconds of sleep. But I'm what they call a mid-sleep insomniac. I had a friend of mine who's a clinical psychologist, and I was asking him, why do I do that? And he says, I was a mid-sleep insomniac, meaning that you can go to sleep quick, but you can't stay asleep. So 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, if anybody here, mid-sleep insomniac, yeah, then that's what wakes me up. Sometimes Maldy wake me up. Now he's here, I might be dreaming.
We're going to play that belly laugh the remainder of the playoffs. I love that man. I truly love Dusty Baker. He is a gem. He's a breath of fresh air. Also a better manager than AJ Hinch, but no one wants to talk about that.
That is something no one wants to talk about.
They don't want to talk about it.
The numbers are the numbers.
They are.
The proof's in the pudding.
The banana pudding that he gives to Chaz McCormick.
Exactly.
Anyway, there you go. Another episode of Astros ER. By the way, you know, as we're manifesting positive energy, positive vibes only here on the Paul Gallant Show with the Astros down 0-2, Philly's going to be in the World Series. And Philly fans are in midseason form. Did you see the fan who ran on the field and got absolutely bundled by security? They're already there. They won 10-0 over the Diamondbacks last night. They lead that series 2-0. Only fate that the Astros would play Philadelphia in the second go-round. When they do get there. I'm manifesting that positive energy. And the Phillies are definitely getting there. I can't believe that one of the Diamondbacks pitchers, Merrill Kelly. Look, I think Philly's home field advantage is a little bit overplayed, but this is just a bozo statement. He said that he doesn't think the environment in Philadelphia is going to top the World Baseball Classic. Sure, bro.
You can only say that if you are Dominican and you played Dominican, like in the Dominican, like the Miami games where it's USA versus, I don't know, some team that you're like, oh, they play baseball there? They played in Arizona where it's like Great Britain versus the USA.
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't think that was a crazy environment.
I don't think the Team USA had a crazy environment until maybe the final against Japan. Truly. I think that was it. And that one, okay, maybe there were people.
But I still don't think that's Citizen Bank in the world or in the AL or NLCS crazy.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. Like, what does this serve you to say, like, actually the World Baseball Classic crowd was louder than them? Did you hear them jeering him as he was warming up, I guess, before game 3? Now, luckily for the Diamondbacks, game 3, 4, and 5 are going to be in Arizona. And we'll see if the fans actually show up there. I imagine they will. It's been a pretty rough couple of years outside of the Phoenix Suns basketball team for the Arizona sports scene. I don't know if they're going to say, what would you have to say now? D-backs in 6, like Suns in 4 guy. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in. To text in as well. twitch.tv/ESPN 97.5. Guys, up next, we're going to use something that happened in the NFL yesterday the return of an NFL legend. We're going to use that to continue to talk about the Houston Astros. This is an all-time segment idea by me. You don't want to go anywhere for it. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Cool.
Jack Burton. Me.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Jack!
Tackling the biggest issues in the NFL.
This just in.
Here's the 10-minute drill with Paul Gallant.
Football time.
Before we got Javier going, one of our best starters, especially when we most need a win. I think we feel really confident. We've been in this situation before, down in the series, and all we got to do is take it one game at a time.
I think Martin Maldonado could play linebacker. He's got the right mindset. He's got the positive vibes. So, we do know who is going to start for the Astros going forward. We think. You heard Dusty Baker say, I don't have a plan for going forward. I think we're all of the belief that should this series get to a sixth game, that Framber Valdez will be back on the hill. And here comes just an incredible football topic that's going to bring it back to the Houston Astros. Did you see that the Philadelphia Eagles signed Julio Jones? I guess he was a free agent. Now he's a member of the defending NFC champions. My birds! Julio Jones! Is how they would say it in Philadelphia. And here's what it has me wondering. What old Astro would you actually prefer at their current age over Framber Valdez later in this series? I know that Roger Clemens has been a regular guest of the bench over the last couple of games. I don't know if he was on this morning. Clemens is 61. Clemens does not look 61. I know what you're probably thinking. Roger's probably got a really strong workout regimen. He's also doing a pretty good job with his hair, whatever he's doing. 61-year-old Roger Clemens. Would you want him on the mound over Framber Valdez? I'm going to say yes.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. I mean, 7-time Cy Young. Again, you talk about what great shape he's in for his advanced age. Give me Roger. Give me the Rocket in Game 6.
The Rocket pitched August 25th of 2012.
More recently than you think.
For the Sugar Land Skeeters. I was there. I remember.
Wow.
I covered the game.
Wow, that's a real Brian McTaggart moment.
Right, I didn't want to die.
I was at that game.
The alternative was going to a Texans preseason game. The Texans were actually good at the time.
Yeah, that was the height of the Texans franchise.
It was really like...
They made the divisional round twice.
Oh, yeah.
They beat Andy Dalton in the playoffs.
But instead, I went to go see the Rocket pitch for the Sugarland Skeeters. I think Toby Keith was there, or one of Toby Strait, whatever. Who's the guy that sings Red Solo Cup?
I think that's Toby Keith.
Yeah, they stopped the game in the middle of it so that everyone could raise a Red Solo Cup and have a party. What? You think that was corny?
They stopped the game.
They stopped the game.
Why didn't they do it in 1.5 innings?
Sean, this is way better than stopping the game for Drew Brees breaking the passing yard.
What? Why? Why?
Raise the Red Solo Cup and let's have a party. Roger Clemens, 61 years old. More of a party than Framber Valdez. How about Roy Oswalt? How old is Roy Oswalt at this moment? We can't.
Probably early 50s.
Let's see. Roy Oswalt is 46 years old.
46?
What? You know what?
He retired young.
When's the last time Roy Oswalt pitched?
Like
Texas Rangers in 2012.
2012. So Roger Clemens and Roy Oswalt pitched like in the last pitch in the same year?
Actually, check that. 2013.
Okay.
Huh. And then they signed one-day contracts to retire with the Astros April 5th, 2014. He and Lance Berkman. Damn, it was a rough year. That was probably the highlight.
That's what you have to do when you're losing 100 games this season. Andy Pettit, always a big game pitcher. Give me Pettit on
Andy
the bump.
Pettit. Yeah. Well, listen, anyone who's got a little, you know, access, I'm game.
Anyone has a good workout regimen. Yeah.
Someone texted twitch.tv/ESPN975. Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, Dallas Keuchel. I mean, active MLB pitcher, Dallas Keuchel.
That's true. He's still pitching. So I think that's cheating. Charlie Morton would also be cheating. I'm not going to tell my...
Although those are good answers. Good answers.
Yeah, get me away from talking about Dallas Keuchel. Brandon Backey?
Postseason winner, Brandon Backey.
Bud Norris. Wandy Rodriguez.
Okay.
Gopher Monkey said Jose Lima. Yes, I know. Come on. Framber Valdez is RIP to Jose Lima. We all love him. Framber Valdez is better than the guy who is no longer with us. Okay? We don't have the technology to bring Jose Lima back. That would be sick, though. Imagine Jose Lima doing HEB commercials.
That would be sick. That'd be sick if we had the power to resurrect people so that Jose Lima could do HEB commercials. That'd be sick. If we could resurrect Jose Lima.
A corporation would do that.
To hang out with Scott from HEB. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Tracy McGrady, also a former Sugarland Skeeters pitcher.
You know what? Nope.
No?
I've watched Tracy McGrady in the playoffs. Actually, this is the second round of the playoffs, so he's not used to this.
Sean, what if he was playing the wrong sport the whole time? 6'8". Someone texted in Randy Johnson. Someone says they prefer Mike Fiers to Framber Valdez. You, sir, have been blocked. You are no longer welcome on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Someone texted in Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Larry Durker. Another Mike Scott.
Mike Scott. That would be Mike Scott just scuffing up the ball. Honestly, just to bring back somebody that would make everyone lose their bleep. Like, that was a significant portion of that Mets documentary were Mets players bitching and moaning about Mike Scott scuffing the ball. I want to bring back a villain. Hell yeah. Mike Scott's my dude. One last text. Roger got rocked by the University of Texas baseball last year. Well, I mean, Texas is back. Texas is always back at baseball.
Oh, so that was an exhibition. It was only an exhibition.
Yeah, it wasn't the playoffs.
Yeah. He'll rise to the moment.
He's gonna frost the tips. He'll be ready to go.
That's such a great move to frost the tips.
I got to say, seriously, Roger Clemens still pulls off frosted tips. Not many people. In fact, no one outside of Guy Fieri can say that. With Guy Fieri, it's a vibe. Roger Clemens, I'm like, damn, is it 2003? Should I get a puka shell necklace?
It makes you rethink, like, he pulls it off, so you think, like, well, if he can pull it off, maybe more people can pull it off. And then other people don't pull it off. It's just Roger Clemens.
Maybe I should do a frosted tips bet.
If they don't win the World Series, you'll frost your tips?
We'll work with this.
Okay.
It would be pretty funny to have frosted tips.
It would be funny.
It would be very funny. Does that damage your hair? I've never dyed my hair before. I mean, it's getting silver.
Probably
I may as well do something.
Yeah.
Should I frost the tips of my beard?
Frosted top tips and bottom tips.
All right. We actually do have a couple of NFL topics. The Texans schedule pretty easy the rest of the way, but theoretically two quarterbacks could be healthy by the time the Texans play them. Per Jonathan Gannon, Kyler Murray for the Cardinals could be back at practice soon after tearing his ACL late last year. They play the Cardinals November 19th. Aaron Rodgers, meanwhile, when asked about returning to the Jets, said, quote, on the Pat McAfee show, "Let's cool our Jets." Yuck, yuck, yuck. A bit talking about a return. The Texans play the Jets on December 10th. So schedule might get a little more difficult. I definitely would rather face Zach Wilson than Aaron Rodgers with having a hill. One last NFL story. The 15 seconds of fame cycle for some is truly something else. I did not watch the Monday Night Football game between the Cowboys and Chargers. I was busy focused on ALCS Game 2 between the Astros and the Rangers, the post-game stuff I was at Minute Maid Park till probably like 8, 9 o'clock before my car was brutally assaulted. And I, because of the car situation, had no interest in following up on what happened to Cowboys Chargers. But apparently a Chargers fan, one exists, went viral. Her name is Marianne Doe. And many people were like, there's no way there is a Chargers fan, specifically in Los Angeles, that's this diehard of a fan, unless they are a plant or some sort of influencer. So Marianne Doe joined the NFL Network's Good Morning Football to refute that report.
You know what? I wish I was getting paid. I wish I could make myself, you know, AI and as beautiful as I want. But at the end of the day, this is me, guys. This is me. Crazy Mama 4, crazy Chargers fan, crazy freaking football fan. And it is what it is. I'm not offended.
Look at your kids' games. Do your kids play sports? Do you cheer like that?
Oh, gosh. If you ever get in touch. So all the moms are texting me. They're like, why are people saying you're fake? Because this is how you're at flag football. This is how you are when you're at soccer. This is the basketball finals. This is you. And I'm like, yeah, I guess my poor kids have to deal with this every day. But now it's crazy. It's overwhelming that the whole world thinks this is so different, because this is my kids have had to deal with this all their lives.
Marianne, this is awesome. Yeah. It's so awesome that people think it's fake. That's what the world is that we're in. So we appreciate you joining us and explaining all this stuff.
Oh no. Peter Schrager, supposedly a good journalist, worked at CNN back in the day. I don't really get the Peter Schrager appeal. No offense to Peter Schrager. It's like always on the Bill Simmons podcast. Hashtag skipped.
This was Pat McAfee.
Oh, it was? Yeah. Oh, my bad. Well, sorry, Peter. Just took some
just an
no
absolute
reason.
Ricochet shot.
No reason
by the way,
at all.
What's this lady's last name?
Doe.
Oh. So like when there's a person that doesn't have a name, they call them John and Jane Doe's.
Oh, that does sound Marianne like a plant. Doe. Well, here's the thing.
Didn't even give a real last name.
I think she was on Good Morning Football. She was also on the Pat McAfee show.
Made the rounds, huh?
As well. Made the rounds. So either she's a plant to prove that Chargers fans are real and that the Spanos family doesn't have to move the team, or she is obsessed with attention. And here's the problem. If you believe this was a false flag operation by big Chargers, someone found a picture of Doe as a Vikings fan. It probably was at the 2019 game between the Vikings and Chargers at an undersized soccer stadium in Carson, California.
Forgot about those Charger days.
Oh, boy.
Where they played in a soccer stadium.
And there was like all other fans in those soccer stadiums. Continues this little write-up by Mike Florio. Despite suggestions that her son plays for a team known as the Vikings, Doe admitted to TMZ that she was and is a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. Quote, I grew up in Minnesota before moving to California almost 20 years ago. I don't think you have to be a single team fan. I love my Chargers, and I'm not going to deny my Vikings. At the end of the day, yes, I've been a Vikings fan. I've been through that journey as a Vikings fan and still am, but I'm here in LA the past 20 years. The more likely truth is that she had been doing, writes Florio, what she did on Monday night at Chargers games for a while now, hopeful that eventually it would all go viral. And it did. She has gotten what she wanted. Not money. Not a paid actor. She wanted the fame. She and her husband specifically reached out to the Chargers and asked for their names to be released. And now she's been on a bunch of shows. So she's looking for that fame. Here's the thing. I would like that fame because I, too, am a fan of multiple sports teams. You know, now with the Texans, I still need
your journalist.
I still need the Texans to blow my socks off. It is getting a little easier, though, for them to potentially do that. It is. I'll tell you how on the other side. It is the Paul Gallant Show. I'm Paul Gallant. We'll also talk about the Astros and Rangers game number 3 tonight. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
You was a toilet baby. Tiff just plopped down like a little old turd, just right down in the bowl.
back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I believe I'm always aggressive, but you got to be aggressive without running into, like, traps or suicide mission. You know what I mean? So, again, I am not thinking about being down 3-0. That's the last thing on my mind. I mean, my mindset is to be down 2-1 and then be even 2-2 and then hopefully get to 3-2 and then hopefully get to the World Series. That's how my mind thinks.
One day at a time. Positive vibes only. Because today is the greatest day of your life. And, Sean Mapes, the biggest game of the Astros season.
I do agree with the biggest game of the Astros season until game four. But the greatest day of your life thing, like, when you said it after game two, I was like, this is not the greatest day of our lives.
This is how you manifest positive energy, Sean. You just don't understand. I spoke with my chakra. I don't know what that is, but I think that's a thing. And that person told me that I have
chakra. Chakra's not a person.
Is it shaman?
Yes. Okay. Chakra is the energies that are
well. The
in
shaman
our bodies
told me about the chakra.
Yeah,
because okay. I'm an Aries, and yeah.
Are you an Aries? Yeah,
I am an Aries.
Oh. Taurus.
Nice, dude.
We won't read horoscopes. That bit that is trademarked by Connor and Beard.
It seems to be received very well by the Twitch.
The people love it.
Because the Twitch loves everything. It's a very positive group of people. Hey, guys, you heard me in the last segment. I'm cool with Marion Doe being a Chargers-Vikings fan. I'm cool with it. Because you know me. I follow the strong. That's why I'm a devoted cultist to the Houston Astros.
Why is Marion Doe? She does not follow the strong, though. She's a Vikings and Chargers fan.
She follows the tortured.
Yeah.
She's probably into,
She's a sadist or what's the other one?
She's
Machist?
Paul Giamatti's character and Billions and her might have something in common. That's a highbrow reference for y'all. So she likes pain. I like winning. To each their own. But I said in the last segment, there is something that C.J. Stroud is doing that could potentially officially make me a Houston Texans fan. It's time for some NFL Rookie Watch.
NFL Rookie Watch.
Why didn't the Texans lose the last game of the year so they could get Bryce Young?
2023.
Why didn't the Texans trade up for Will Anderson?
Young man, young man, young man, I said young man.
Talking about young man. C.J. Stroud. He's a young man. He's a rookie quarterback in the NFL. DJ Bien-Aimé, Houston Texans beat reporter for ESPN, had a feature piece about C.J. Stroud. And guess what? Stroud likes being one of the guys, and this quote right here, it has me excited. Quote from DJ's piece. Part of becoming a leader is learning from the best. Stroud didn't take a lunch conversation with future Hall of Famer Tom Brady. Oh, lightly. On TV, you look at star quarterbacks and think, man, they're just so busy. They can't hang out with their teammates. They're probably just locked in on what they got going. Brady was like, I never want to let my teammates down. He said those words exactly. I was like, man, that's how I am. I love kicking it with my boys. Those are my brothers. So it definitely hit home when he was talking about it. Guys, C.J. Stroud is an apostle of Tom Brady. And if he's an apostle of Tom Brady, now that it looks like the Patriots aren't good anymore and I got to follow the strong, I think this could be an easy bandwagon jump for me. Finally, after 12 years in Houston, I can officially accept another Houston sports team. We have an apostle, a prophet,
spreading the word of Tom Brady. Brady's not gone from the NFL. CJ Stroud is here to carry the torch and guide the masses into the light. He's got that dog in him. As on the Twitch it said, that goat dog. Yeah.
I've seen Cat Dog. I'm not sure if
Cat
I've
Dog,
seen
good show. Underrated.
Great show. Yeah, the spirit of Tom Brady lives not just in us all, but in CJ Stroud. So he has a dog and Tom Brady on.
A serious note?
Yeah, serious. Everyone's serious.
I'm being serious for a second here. I do think CJ Stroud is authentic, and I actually do think it is a strength for a guy to be able to relate to his teammates. Some quarterbacks are just not capable of doing it. For example, Brock Osweiler. Did it not always sound as if he was trying to speak like a human being? Another example. Russell Wilson. No one on that team liked him. I don't understand the reasons like those teammates of his did, but they didn't like him. Stroud, and it's early, for what it's worth, does seem to have an everyman quality about him. Patrick Mahomes does as well. I think Josh Allen does as well. And that does not mean success in the NFL. And you could be an a-hole and succeed in the league too. Dan Marino, though he didn't win a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers in his own way. Loof, a-hole. But I think this is a good strength for CJ Stroud to have, and especially to keep an organization together, because guys like to play with people that they like. And potentially down the road, when Stroud's making a ton of money, maybe some players want to stick around because they like playing with him, not just the player, but they like the guy.
Yeah.
Just a thought, again, way down the road. It's only six games, and he is coming off of, I think, his worst game yet.
Yeah, but he does always say the right things at the press conference. And, you know, Brock Osweiler also said the right things at a press conference. But like you said, you could tell that it was like he was thinking about what the right thing to say is. Same thing with Russell Wilson, where he just says all the right things all at once. Every answer is so long, and it's just nothing. CJ Stroud, like, his answers aren't nothing. You know, like, there's actual, he tells you what he's thinking in these answers. And like you said, there's just a certain level of authenticity that comes with them. It is commendable, and I see how that would play in our locker room, where, you know, like,
yeah,
this guy's a real human.
I think he truly is that guy.
Helps you be a leader, you know?
And you know, the guy clearly has a lot of faith, so he's probably, if he ever hears this segment, he's going to be like, oh my God. Does he think Tom Brady is God? Do I need to convert him? You don't need to do that, TJ. I'm fine. But I do respect the fact that you have faith. I think it's hard to have it in today's world. Anyway, couple other notes as we continue Rookie Watch. Bryce Young, Panthers quarterback. Hasn't been a great start for him. Frank Reich has given up play calling duties for the Panthers. So maybe this is where Bryce Young actually starts to look good. Anthony Richardson, we talked about it yesterday. He's probably done for the year. Will Anderson has one sack in six games. I was reading the transcripts of Nick Caserio's press conference because there's no way in hell I'm listening to him talk. We'll probably do a Robo Caserio segment tomorrow. Of his many answers, most of which were, I did the word count, 300 plus words in length. When he was asked about Will Anderson, less than 100 words. Huh. Interesting. Will is a good football player. He was a good football player at Alabama. When we drafted he and CJ Stroud, we drafted them because they're good football players. I mean, that's why they're here. If we didn't think they were good football players that could help our team, then we would draft other players. Great answer.
I think he hates Will Anderson.
That was the vibe I got from reading the transcript. I could not find the press conference online. But again, it's based off of reading a quote.
Yeah, but that is weird. A, how short he is, and B, he just says the word good football player like five times in 20 words.
His answer about CJ Stroud was 350 words, the question before. So, just a thought. He has one sack in six games. I think he has played well. I don't think it's the end of the world. Jalen Carter, meanwhile, for Philly, he missed last week's game. A lot of injuries for these rookies. 3.5 sacks, though, in five games. That's NFL Rookie Watch. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. What Christian Javier will we get tonight? And what's your favorite reptile? It's the Paul Gallant Show. First, I got to tell you about my friends at TGS. Don't you want to save money? I do, especially since my car just got assaulted. Maybe I'm going to get a little bit back in my pocket. Maybe you can get a little bit back in your pocket. by simply doing this. It's so easy. Text the word money to 232323. Do you actually want to go online and log in and compare rates of home insurance? No, no one wants to do that. That takes forever. TGS does it for you. You just text the word money to 232323. You give them your home address. Guess what? You're going to get a proposal, and there's a very good chance that you're going to save money. So text the word money to 232323 because they're winning people over everywhere, all over the greater Houston area. 35,000-plus people trust TGS. Thousands of five-star reviews online with simple, fast, easy, and big savings. TGS is the gold standard. Get your savings right now. Text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
Well, pitter patter. Let's get at her.